So far we saw that together of Sir Muskrim, Sir Mukhlet, and in order for someone to become Mukhlet, you have to have a Nega, you have to have one of the Simanitama. What is Simanitama? Nega, which is like a pun, is a Sher Gris. Inside of it, you can have two Seras Levanas. That's going to be called Sera Lava. Now, what's called inside of it? So, the Mishnah in the Perek Aleph Mishnah says that if Eretz Gris, if it's Menachot, it's good going out. If it's Rechav Beisiris, Zuki Sera Lava Nupesion. That if you have Sir Lovin over there, if the Chedek of his be Shtei Cyrus, that's going to be Chedek of the Naga, and therefore we'll have the din of Shtei Cyrus in order to be machled it. How big do the Shtei Cyrus have to be? So this is Machlekes Gemara Nida, Dafnim Beis and Beis. Machlekes is whether Shtei Cyrus or Papar and the Goyim, the Mokim, Reshmos is looking for Shlah Ikron, Blitz is looking for Tsipiran, Kavishin Tilis Vizug. The language is arranged. The words Amar Chesal Kedurin LaHachmer. Kedurikun LaHachmer. Go hold him LaHachmer. What does it mean Kedurikun LaHachmer? Shita Sarambam. Alaf Kami Erkun Kedishni Tilis Bezug. The Gedur says Tilis Bezug. So the Kesem Mishra is a Plukta. We pass Kedurikun LaHachmer. And he goes Kedurikun Tilis Bezug is a Machmer, which is going to be the Shir Mu'at. She needed a Bezan Bezan in the Rush over there. Says the Shir Cotton is getting licorice with Tzipoyer. That's going to be the smallest amount. The Rambam most should cut things big deal to the Bezug. Back to the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam should say Tumasi B'Safik, meaning it's only Kedur Kun L'Hachem, it should be Safik. Nafkamin is ain't safe from another Tshum B'Kachim. You can't bring a carbon, that's Tshum B'Zara. So if it's a Safik, so then why don't we say Safik Nagoyim L'Akal? We have a Safik Nagoyim L'Akal, so why are we going Kedur Kun L'Hachem? If anything, we should say Alocha Kedivri Kulin LaHakel. This could be a set of davis suffering and going LaHakel is based on, it's not a pasuk, it's a chazaka. And if a svika the din, it doesn't pass as a chazaka because a chazaka can be machriya of a din, therefore you don't say it. Then the Mishnah Melech brings down the Malachim Rikurkis, that the Malachim Davis, there we say the Kedivri LaHakim is Dafka, the Abedi Din Ben Ubas. Per Duma, we say Bivade Rakiva, the Shir is getting into this Bezug. If it's not a Nugoyim, it's midin vaday. It's not midin suffik. The other Rambam passes midin vaday. Zok the Mishnah Melech Rambam, we can't say that. Rambam Perek Tetzalach Vavs is going to be Seir Shachar, which is Matzal Benetek. Zok the Rambam, the Shira is Kedilik of Rosh Likroi, which is the biggest Shira. Because the Rambam is clearly that Lav Daf Gevin of Basis Lachmer. It's also an Ovid Dinam Gorin Luchumra, and if other Kushal Duchter, what's he said, Adavar? Why? Are we gonna be machmir or keeping a carbon in the Ramesh passing at that suffix? So Chaim in Parak Beis Ishus Alachet Tzvav has Tzayin as his famous Yisoid. He says that which he Alachet Tzvav Machmir is not midin suffix, it's midin vaday. He's right by Netek that Alachet is a seer of the Seer Tzoyiv is connected with Zug and Seer Shachar, which is Matzil, is Kli Lukav Rosh Likrei. Zok the Mishnah was the Pshak, because Alachi do become Lachmer. In fact, of Chaim, why is it in one of Shach? If the Zeret Tzayiv is Knita Zog, so the Zeret Shach should be Matzel. Elamites it in Vaday, that's the Shir, that the Torah, that's the Shir, they do the Kun Lachmer. Then in order to be Tomei, you need the smaller Shir, and to be Tarek, you need the bigger Shir. The Harris before the Seir Lavan, it's Lavan comes with the Harris, it wouldn't be Tomei. So the Mishnah, Perek Dala, Mishnah Vov, brings down a machlikis if you have gives him a michika a dosha v'selam and techamichia v'selam and techamichia and the michika goes away, so is it going to be tamei because it's sir lovin or not? So the Tanakhama says tamei is sir lovin because the michia is a chelik of the baharis. If it was called that the baharis is before the sir lovin, the person be tamei shim is matar because it holds that baharis is not huifchi. Therefore, it's going to be tar. Like the Pesach says, Tanakam holds that the Michi is a chilik of the Nega. Therefore, it's called the Nega was before the Seir Lavan. Like the Biskarav and Pesach says, Ria is a medayik on the Pesukim. We see also that it's Mashlim the Shir of the Shir Gris. We see the Michi is a chilik of the Nega, and therefore, it's called that the Nega was before the Lavan. What's the matter of Shimon? Thrice the soul wants to say, no, he's my mother. Shimon holds the Michi is not considered Gufa Nega. Therefore, the Seir Lavan, which is before the Beharis, because now I can say the chelik of the nega, which is a pala, the chelik of the mechiz mashem nishra nega. So of course it's a chelik of the nega. The mikdash david simenun sikot and vav says the pshad shim knows the mechiz a chelik of the nega. That's kapali din mechiz shabai. But copy the Ser Lovin, it's next to the Chilik of the Nega. Therefore, that's the reason why we're not, it's going to be tar. Now, what's the lacha? They both came at the same time. In Perek Dal, Mishnah, the Aleph, the Mesuver, and the Rash, that the only time he's. This is Bosse Saras, it doesn't mean the Bears Saras came that, together, it means Bears came first, and then the Saras came. The Rav also says like that. It's Muchach, he goes, coming at one time is next to the Bears Kodma, and asks if the Bears came before the Stay Cyrus. The Yochin, Boyaz, and Oisu Tesim Daik Nibir Rambam, that even Kemi Basak is going to be Tomei. Mishnah Tais brings down the Shitting Rebets is that Ayin Hei Yom Abizin Ksubis brings down Rashi, Midura Kam, which says that Rashi is bothered by the Deacon of Rashi the Sefer. The Rashi is Behes Kam the Sayer is Tomei, Mashu Basak is Vitar. The Sefer says Sayer Kavin the Behes is Tar, Mashu Basak is Vitomei. And I'm actually held that Beheres Kol Maseir is because that's what the Pasuk says. Hudim Bas Achas Bitame. Why? Because whenever it's Meslabi Mitricha Beheres, it means Bas Achas, it's going to be Tame. The Dvarim is Iker than the Beheres has to be before the Seir Lovin, is that the Seir Lovin has to become white Machmas of Beheres, so we do the Bas Achas. It's considered Seir Lovin Machmas of Beheres. We're saying the Rashi was Stamas, then Kedim Ba'alma. That the Beheres says before the Seir, therefore Bas Achas will be considered that it was first. Mr. Mixon, let's say if a suffix the Seir Lovin came before now, it's Machlokes Rishonim and Rabbanim, whether it's Tami or Tar. So Rishonim is a kasha, the Chodim Mishnah says to the Klal, a Chazak, and only Chazak is Kiveya, something you go Bas Achas and say your Tar. Sim Kane, what's the Pshad? If you have a suffix Tar or Tami, the Chodim say Chazak is just going to be Tar. Zaktasis, the reason why we go Basa Chazak is since it's Mistaver that the Beheres came before the Seir, because it's Derek of the Seir to the Slam Machas and Nega, they become holy, you could Mistam say that first the Nega came, then the Seir Lovin came. The Rash has a similar Nusuk, because it's a little different. Armish is talking about the Avichatzi Gris region came without the Cyrus. So Mistam, the second Chatzi Gris, also came without the Cyrus, and afterwards it came to Cyrus. The Vacham hold, the Yom Gomba Sechazaka. And as according to the Rash, that community is that the case of the Savik Tom is only in the case of the Mishnah, which first had a Chatzi Gris, without Cyrus. And then you had another Chatzi, Beheres Chatzi Gris with Cyrus, so when that's what came first, it's going to be Tommy. But in the regular case, even the Chum will be masking. Then Subis from the time, I name a basis, so the Rashi brings down, but also it says the cash should be in the Chazak of an Eifin. It says, Tumah, the person was Tomei Machas of a Nega, and he already had a Cheskes Tumah when he had the Beheres. Afterwards, the first Nega went away, you know, Dani Tlatari to Metami. Since he already had a Cheskes Tumah, the Chum say, Yigo Basu Chum, Yigo Basu Cheskes Tumah. The Chodes Nafkamin is the Chum Vidin Vaday or is the Chum Vidin Safek? It's Mavur. Zayin on the bees says Tumi Tezvadai. The Russian doesn't refer like that. The Rambam and Perik Beis Halacha Tesa. The Rambam Tami Misafik. Rashi Krisus committed as much moist like that. So what's he said a dover? So the Chur it's Tali. If your Pshat is Derech Lislabin, the Chur is Tumi Tezvadai. If the Pshat a dover is like a Bina Tam that really is Mechasas Tumah, the Chur the Pashtus that dover is that's only Midin Safik. It's not going to be Midin Vadai. Then we see that Beheres came after the Seir Lovin. So the Achrina Mesakash, just like the Chesed Guf said Beheres came afterwards, so it was the Chesed and the Seir that the Chesed Guf said the Seir Lovin came afterwards. And is the Chesed Guf that the Pshat is the Rash that we just said before, the Kambasach is going to be Tar. So then the Kambasach, they both have a Chesed. And the Chesed tells them what came later on. Kambasach is going to be Tar. So that all works according to the Rash. Hashem according to the Rash, the Rambam says Basach is going to be Tar. It's still shver. So Chodek Zubi says he's sorry that there's a chazoka on the garbage that's a nega. Therefore, since the seal of a koyedem is a nega, it's a chazoka, there's no nega. There's not a regular cheskes din that he's tar, it's a cheskes guf that doesn't have a nega, and having negas cheskes in a guf, the middle we say chazoka that he doesn't have a nega, and therefore he's going to be tar. Asking the Kab Yeshua, the Chum, the Rash is like a Yeshua, because we're with Tzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Machas is going to be Tar. The Rambam on Mitzvah is not like that. Pirei Beis Lachetes is placed in the Chumah. It's Tami Safek. Kesem says even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tar, Loi B'Shamayim Hi, and therefore we're not going to pass like that. Fine. The next Siman Tumah is Michya. You have a Nega, which is Basar Chai. Yes, I mean, Basar Chai, or which is Namanuga, is Michya. Michya can be any color, as long as it's not from the Abba Maris and the Goyim. If it's one Abba Maris and the Goyim, it's not called Basar Chai. And also, if there's a Petza, which is then a Serapa Legami, so then it's not called Basar Chai. The rabbis move a pegomish above that bayak is also considered michya since it's not marinega. Tommy is considered michya. Lots of rabbis much like that. Pegomo halacha beis. Anything is going to be considered michya as long as it's not marinega. Shabbiarnu. This yontiv says a pella. It says the pus is michya bepasachai. Bayak is turns caused by levinas. Mr. Pegomish says, hey, it's mashab bayak. But it also wouldn't be. Because in the Michya, Michya has to be at least two Saras to stay Saras. Also has to be in the middle, has to move with Saras, has to be two Saras away from each side. Because the Michya is four Saras, and Mukav on each side, there's going to be two Saras. At the size of the Beharis together with the Michya is going to be six Saras or six Saras, which is Lama of Saras, which is going to be two and three the Shigras. Michya is also a chilek of the nega. It's mashim the shir nega, like it's written in the Torah's kainim, that when it brings down the shirim of the shir gris, and Michya is a chilek of the nega, and therefore it's mashim the shir gris. If the Michya is less than that dust, it's very very small, then it's more that it's not going to starve. Like is in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, Beharis Kegris Vav Michya Pesukim Hadasha. Over there, it's going to be tar. Now, that's something first we began that it's mechlikus in the Tesefta between the mayor and the chamim. Only if it's kagada adasha, it's a simantuma, it's mustarif tenega, and pachas b'adasha is going to be tar. And according to a mayor, even pachas b'adasha is going to be mustarif this year. So the rather Ram Sarah Mish is going like Rameir in the Tesefta, the Gun also says like that. Take it back. The Mishnah over there in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel was mavera that. If it's less, then I could adosha be'etzem, it sounds like it would be mitzdarf. Now the Tesefta is machlekes from Rabban and Meir Beres is yaskir, that it's mashlim, the Chum says it's not mashlim. So what's on our Mishnah? So the Rebbe says it's talking about our Mishnah without the Michya, the Beres alone was kigris. Oh, it's not going to be mitzdarf, according to Rabbanan. And if that's what's on the Mishnah. The Goyin of the Mishnah is talking about, Michya paksim kadosha, it's time for the Shir, like Rameh. The Rambam doesn't say Micha Pasim Kedusha was Menashe Mishir or not. Chazan says Stimis Rambam is like Rameir. Micha Pasim Kedusha is not the Shir. According to Gaon is Pashut. Pshat if it's not Mishnah like Rameir, that's going to be Mistarf the Shir. Micha is only is not a simon by a Shechina Mechva. That's a Parakdash Mishnah Alpha, something like that. What's the reason why not? It's like the rash that you need Basar Chai, and it's not called Basar Chai by Shechina Mechva. Another symptom is a nega which spread. It's called pisyon. If after the week it grabbed bigger, even a mashu, if it's one of the maris negayim, then symptom is called pisyon. It's only after the first week you have to show it to the kayin. If it's spread before you show it to the kayin, it doesn't make a difference. It's only after the first week, then it's dinner pisyon. It could be anyone that have maris negayim, even though we say kabit siruf. Mechlik Jam the Rash, Ram was all Mistarif, and the Rash was only the Ovis are Mistarif, and the two Tolls are not Mistarif, or Abba Tolli Days Mistarif. Chavi didn't piss in, any one of the Abba Maris would have it didn't piss into it, and it would yes be Mistarif to it.